All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go get the gear that Captain Bobby uses and a whole lot more when you stop by and see him just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Not right now, you can catch me on a topwater bite in the parking lot of McCoy's, I can tell you.
But get the rain, and the rain is, there are two kinds of flooding, right, that we deal with around here. There's a flooding from upstate that affects the Delta, but then there's localized rain. And what does that do to the dead-end rivers we fish around here?
Well, you know, a couple of them drain quickly, a couple of them don't, you know. And so it kind of depends on you know, where it falls and how quickly it gets through here and so on and so forth. Any of them are shut down when you get as much rain as we've had, you know, yesterday and what we're kind of getting and getting ready to get today. You know, it's going to be a day or two at least before the best of them drain. But, you know, the good news is, too, is, you know, not only do they drain, but if you keep up with the tides, we're on, like, one of the biggest tide swings of the year right now. We'll cycle through into today and then through the weekend. We're talking about almost a 2.5-foot tide swing, which is not quite double what our average is here. So basically that just means is, you know, the water will pull out real well, and then you get a big influx of salt water in there. So things improve quickly. You know, the other option you got is there's deep water places that, even though when you get local runoff, there's still pockets of salinity. And again, those places being the Mobile River area, the Theodore Industrial Canal, some of those places look terrible on the top, but there's salty water down deep, and those places fish really, really well on these huge tide swings. So there's fish there that are resident fish. You know, those are places you can go and count catching something, speckled trout for sure, and then there's other species, obviously, if you can get your hands on natural bait, sheephead, redfish, white trout, you know, mangrove snapper, especially in the case of the canal. So there's opportunities there that this big tide swing that we're having this weekend will bring to you.
What about the we talk about trout and trying to find them. It's been very tough here as of late. What have the redfish been doing? How's that bite going?
That's always good. You know, you can target in the marsh systems when it's windy. And again, that's another area that fishes really well when you get a lot of water movement like we're going to have the next few days. You can get down at the little rivers and bayous and creeks and that sort of thing down in the marsh area. There's access to those areas with boat ramps to where you don't even have to get out in any big water to get to them. And there's not really a spot per se. I'm doing air quotes here, but there's not a spot per se. You look for stuff that creates feeding zones, you know, mouths of creeks, places where the bank makes a nice feature in the form of a point or a big shell pile or anything like that that's going to congregate fish. And there again, you know, if you can get your hands on some good, fresh, natural bait, really helps. But Gulf works just fine, particularly on the redfish. If you can't get it, so don't panic and you want to go fishing, just put a small, like a light jig head under a popping cork, a foot and a half or so under a popping cork, and, you know, small Gulf shrimp, a 3-inch size Gulf shrimp, or the 3 or 4-inch Gulf swimming minnow under a popping cork will catch you redfish too. So that thing's always a staple right there is be able to go out and catch some reds, particularly in the marsh system. And then if the weather gets right, another thing on this big tide this weekend, if the weather gets right, the bars at the mouth of the bay, not the bars that me and you hang out sometimes, but the bars at the mouth of the bay, those things really come to life when you get these big tides. And even though we've got freshwater runoff coming out the mouth of the bay, sometimes that actually helps the bite out there. So you got a lot of things you can still do. Depending on what the weather does, there's opportunities to do it either way. You know, we get out to the mouth or fish the marsh systems.
Now, how just about a minute left here, but getting that fresh dead shrimp or that kind of, what's the bait situation right now?
It's pretty much non-existent. I mean, if you're gonna, you know, you need to call around if you wanna try and use live bait. I'm sure there's probably some available, but yeah, they can catch it. The problem is when you get not a lot of people fishing like that, it's hard for them to justify keeping big bait tanks full and having people staffing it there and that sort of thing. So, you know, call around to get it. But again, you know, I can't tell you enough, this time of year, you know, if you want to go fishing just because you can't get bait, doesn't mean you don't go. You can still go catch fish using artificial bait too. But call around so you don't spend all your quality fishing time chasing bait down in the morning.
All right, speaking of making calls, quickly, how do we get a trip booked with the A-Team? How do we go fishing with you this year?
A-Team Fishing is the easiest way to do it. The website's got both our phone number and a contact us via email tab on there you can go to when you get you fixed up.
All right, good deal. Captain Bobby, we'll check back with you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Stay dry and have a good weekend.
I'll do it. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. You've been listening to me talk to my buddy Captain Bobby for all these years and wondered about, is that a trip you should take? You will have a blast. Have a lot of fun, guys. He's a fun guy. I mean, don't take it against him that he's a friend of mine. He's actually a pretty good guy. Captain Bobby, and you'll get after the fish as well. So, yeah, if you've been on the fence about it, book a trip with him. See what I'm talking about. 7:58, we're coming right back.